together, because there's really no chance of that. Hey, let's do this again. This is the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible coming to you from Riverside, California. Podcasting since 2004, I'm your OG Godcaster, Steve Webb. Welcome. This is the daily show where we're reading through the entire Bible in a year. Today, our reading is Proverbs 22. After the reading, I'll have some comments for you. And we're going to do something a little bit different in the prayer request section today. I'm calling today's episode, What Will They Say? The show notes page for today's episode is at lifespringmedia.com/S12E246. My email address is steve@lifespringmedia.com. Are you ready? Let's go. Proverbs chapter 22. You should want a good name more than you want great riches. To be highly respected is better than having silver or gold. The Lord made rich people and poor people. That's what they have in common. Wise people see danger and go to a safe place, but childish people keep going and suffer for it. Have respect for the Lord and don't be proud. That will bring you wealth and honor and life. Thorns and traps lie in the paths of evil people, but those who guard themselves stay far away from them. Train a child in the way he should go. When he is old, he will not turn away from it. Rich people rule over those who are poor. Borrowers are slaves to lenders. Anyone who plants evil gathers a harvest of trouble. His power to beat others down will be destroyed. Anyone who gives freely will be blessed. That's because he shares his food with those who are poor. If you drive away those who make fun of others, fighting also goes away. Arguing and unkind words will stop. Have a pure and loving heart and speak kindly. Then you will be a friend of the king. The eyes of the Lord keep watch over knowledge, but he does away with the words of those who aren't faithful. People who don't want to work say, "There's a lion outside," or they say, "I'll be murdered if I go out into the streets." The mouth of a woman who commits adultery is like a deep pit. Any man the Lord is angry with will fall into it. A child is going to do foolish things, but correcting him will drive his foolishness far away from him. One person may beat poor people down in order to get rich. Another person may give gifts to rich people. Both of them will become poor. Pay attention and listen to the sayings of those who are wise. Apply your heart to the sayings I teach. It is pleasing when you keep them in your heart. Have all of them ready on your lips. You are the one I am teaching today. I want you to trust in the Lord. I have written 30 sayings for you. They will give you knowledge and good advice. I am teaching you words that are completely true. Then you can give the right answers to the one who sent you. 1. Don't take advantage of poor people just because they're poor. Don't beat down those who are in need by taking them to court. The Lord will stand up for them in court. He will take back the stolen goods from those who have robbed them. 2. Don't be a friend with anyone who burns with anger. Don't go around with a person who gets angry easily. You might learn his habits, and then you will be trapped by them. 3. Don't agree to pay for what someone else owes. Don't put money up for him. If you don't have the money to pay, your bed will be taken right out from under you. 4. Don't move old boundary stones that your people set up long ago. 5. Do you see a man who does good work? He will serve kings. He won't serve ordinary people. Proverbs 22:1 said, "You should want a good name more than you want great riches. To be highly respected is better than having silver or gold." My wife, the lovely Lady Leanne, doesn't like it when I talk about this, but Proverbs 22:1 brought it to mind. So let's dive in. I'm at the age where sometimes I think about how I'll be remembered when I'm no longer around. I'm close to 68 years old, and I think I've eased out of the middle age period of my life, wouldn't you agree? As a matter of fact, at this point, I've lived longer than my biological father did and 3 of his 4 brothers. Yeah, the paternal side of my family didn't live very long.
Now, my mom's side of the family is quite a bit different. They lived until they were into their 80s and 90s, so really, it's anybody's guess what the chances are that I'll live to be an old man. I tease about being old now, but 68 isn't really considered to be old like it was in past generations. Is it? Or maybe I'm just kidding myself. But I do think about how I'll be remembered. One thing is for sure, I have no interest at all in being remembered for how wealthy or how poor I was. I've never lived my life to see how much wealth I could acquire. Yes, I tried to provide as comfortable a life as I could for Leanne and the kids, but I really never made it a goal to see how large I could grow my business or my bank account. Of course, I don't want to check out as a pauper, but gaining wealth has never been important to me. I had a childhood friend who I was very close to, even into our 20s. We were both Christians as we grew up, and we grew up in middle-class families. We played sports together, and we generally had the same values. But at around the age of about 30, we began to grow apart, mostly because our lives just kind of got busy with family and trying to earn a living for ourselves. But then this friend of mine got into a business that eventually made him a multimillionaire. It's a good business. He's well-respected in his industry, as far as I know, and he travels around the world with some of the most amazing kind of trips. And he's got all the trappings of success, except it doesn't appear that he has a relationship with the Lord. Again, I'm no longer close to him, but I see him occasionally, and I can't know what's in his heart, of course, but I can't say that there's any observable evidence that Jesus has any place in his life. Yeah, when he's gone, people will know that he had great wealth, and from that perspective, I guess his life will have been a success, because when we were in our 20s, I remember having conversations with him about gaining wealth, and that was one of his top goals. So he made it. But when people remember me, I want to be remembered as a godly man. I want my kids and my grandkids to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that I loved God and that I lived my life for Him. Yeah, they'll remember that I was not a perfect guy, but I hope that they'll know that despite my flaws, I was 100% in love with my Lord. And yeah, I hope I have many more years to build memories with them that they'll be able to look back on when I'm gone that'll cause them to say, yeah, Grandpa was a good man. He was an honest man, a fair man, a man with integrity. But what I remember most about Grandpa, he loved God. Yeah, that matters more to me than leaving them a big inheritance, because there's really no chance of that. But honestly, I would much rather leave a legacy of living for the Lord than how to become wealthy. What do you think? Tell me your thoughts. Go to lifespringmedia.com/S12E246 and tell me what you think. Our reading tomorrow will be the book of Joel. That's one of the minor prophets, and there are three chapters.
Boost.
As I said at the top of the show, the prayer request section is going to be a little bit different today. So let's get into it. I got an email this afternoon from Cindy. She said, "Hi, Steve, I know you won't read this until after the fact, but I wanted to let you know that I'm praying that the procedure went well today and that your back held up okay and you weren't in too much pain. You are a blessing." Signed, Cindy. Well, Cindy, thank you. That's very sweet. I did have the CT scan and it was pretty easy. No problems there. The worst part of the process was not being able to have my morning coffee and breakfast, but mostly the coffee. They required that I have a 4-hour fast before the scan, and since it happened in the morning, that meant that I couldn't have anything to eat or drink when I got up. But they held the worst part back from me until after the scan, because what they had to do was inject some sort of a dye into my veins that would make the veins and arteries in my heart show up well on the scan. And because this dye has to be flushed out through the kidneys, they want you to drink a lot of water after the scan, and the radiologist told me I couldn't have any coffee for at least 8 hours more. He said, "Drink that water, drink a lot of it. You got to flush that dye out of your kidneys, but you can't drink anything that's a diuretic, like coffee." Talk about ruining a guy's day. Oh, well. Well, let me tell you about the process. The whole thing was only about 20 minutes, start to finish. The radiologist had me lay on my back on this little narrow table, and then he put 4 different leads on my chest for the EKG part of the test. Then he put an IV in my arm through which the dye was injected, and then he left to go into his control room. Really makes you feel good, right? They say, "You're going to stay in here, and I'm going to go in that other room where it's safe." No, he didn't say the safe part, but that's kind of how you feel. So he went into the control room, and then once he got his computer set up, the table that I was lying on moved me feet first into the scanner that reminded me of a big donut standing on edge. Now, why would I be thinking about donuts on a morning that I had no breakfast? So I went into this donut hole, feet first, and once my heart was lined up with this big donut, the radiologist told me through a little speaker in the donut to hold my breath for about 8 seconds or so while he took pictures of my heart, I guess. And then the table moved again, and we went through the same thing, I don't know, 2, 3, 4 times. And then there's something inside the donut that goes around and around and around really quickly, and it makes some noise. And that happened for about a minute or so. I think maybe he moved me back and forth on that table while that was happening. And then it was over. And he came out of the control room, took the leads off my chest, took the IV out, and then gave me the bad news about the coffee and sent me on my way. So really, today was easy. The part that's going to hurt my back is when we do the procedure on the 27th. That's the time that I have to lay on my back for 6 hours. Ugh. But thank you all for your prayers. I got Cindy's email this afternoon, and Sean of San Pedro sent me a message this morning as well. And so I thank you guys for your prayers. I really do appreciate it. And please do remember to pray for the lovely Lady Leanne. She's flying out tonight for Florida. And also, we need to pray for Kathy. Dell tells me that she's not eating enough. If she doesn't eat, she can't regain her strength. But she always feels nauseous because of the cancer drugs that she's on. So we need to pray for her. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for your word and the wisdom that you have put into it. Help us, Lord, to put more effort into being godly people than building our bank accounts. Make us the kind of people that when they look at us, they see Jesus. We want to reflect you, Lord. Lord, I pray that you would give Kathy an appetite. Strengthen her body, Lord. Bring her healing in Jesus' name. And be with Leanne as she flies out tonight. Help her to make her connections, show her the way, calm her nerves. Make this a fun adventure for her instead of a scary trial. And thank you, Lord, for the care you're giving me through the doctors and the nurses and all the technicians. Father, I pray that you would bless the LifeSpring family today. May they know that you're with them today. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Send in your prayer requests and praises at prayer.lifespringmedia.com. I love it when you guys comment on the show. Please do that at lifespringmedia.com/S12E246. Email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com and support the show, please, at lifespringmedia.com/support. And thanks to Kirsty and Sean of San Pedro for helping me to get this show out for you. Thank you, guys. God bless you. And it's a short one today, but until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. My name is Steve Webb. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.